We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Who are you most proud of, the 8 strikeouts or the head first tied in the home plate?
I think just finishing the outing strong. I've been in that situation plenty of times this year where, I get spoiled by a big homer that ties the game or end up getting pulled and not finishing my outing. But to finish it the way I did with a big punch out there, I feel really good about it.
Did it not have it finished by rain, too?
Yeah, man, I just can't seem to get away from it, dude. I mean, I get moved up a day and it still finds me, so... but I was prepared, man. I mean, Trevor's a warrior, It takes a lot for him to miss a start, but he's in pretty bad shape. And, we need every win we can get right now at this point in the season. So I'm going to take the ball as often as I can, any chance I get. So, we'll see him back maybe hopefully Monday. But, my body felt fine today. I felt good going into it. We had a really good plan. Stalls was, spot on with everything. it makes my job a lot easier when I trust my catcher to call the game. It's almost like he's the brains and I'm the muscle. You just tell me where to throw it and I'll throw it there.
How relieved were you when that delay didn't go long? I remember last time we talked that it went so long. You kind of
I didn't even know it was going to rain tonight. I didn't expect it at all. It was hot, humid, sticky. It was sunny out. And the next thing I know, I see clouds overhead and I hear the crowd roaring. And I look up and you see a wall of water coming at us. So. Luckily they told me right away it was going to be 20 minutes or so, and the umpires are really good about rushing the pace once the rain did stop and getting the field ready. Our field crew's one of the best at that. They do a really good job. We do with rain every day here, so luckily the hold off wasn't too long. But the same thing happened to me 2 starts ago. Deal with the rain, I go back out and I end up losing a little bit of feel, lose a little bit of life. So I had my mom and sister here tonight. Getting to pitch in front of that whole 79 team, there was a lot of excitement in the air and a lot of energy, and just wanted to finish strong.
Joe, are there rules for pitchers on sliding and head first in particular?
Just don't get out, don't be out. No, I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like I'm pretty athletic. I can move pretty well, and I obviously wouldn't go into a situation where I felt like I was going to hurt myself, but I had an open lane on the outside half. I knew the ball would be coming. Harper's got a good arm. So, I just try to do my best to get in there safe.
You sort of relish that challenge. I mean, that's a guy that's got a...
I knew Harper. I grew up playing with him. Our families are real close. We talk a lot. So it was a fun little challenge. Ultimately, I'm not thinking about anything but trying to score there and how am I going to be safe. So.
Considering those last 7 games coming into this one, was it just important for you, one, to get the hit and then also... knowing just get that run, just kind of get the team going.
Yeah, definitely. Eflin's no easy walk in the park either. So, I feel like as a pitcher, anytime a pitcher goes up there and gets a big knock, or you're able to score a run or drive a run in, that just lights a spark under the whole team. When you get production out of your 9-hole hitter, which is usually kind of a given out, that can light a little fire into the team, and ended up rallying us for 3 runs that inning. So, that was big. It gave me a little comfort, a little cushion to pitch with, and. I think it put a little spark into our team.
Joe, when you find out you're going to pitch a day earlier than you anticipated, any adjustments you need to make, either physically or mentally?
Mentally a little bit, just knowing that you got to pitch one day sooner. You lose a day of getting to sit and watch them and study the lineup a little bit. And, it's always nice though in the last game of a series because you get, 2 or 3 games to watch the team and, see tendencies and all that. But I didn't throw a bullpen this week. I was supposed to throw a bullpen, yesterday, but... obviously, I was pitching today, so I didn't really get off the mound at all this week. And it helped me, physically. I felt pretty good tonight. I felt fresh. I was able to maintain it throughout the whole game. Cramps in a little bit in the last inning there, but I think that's just from heat. I don't feel like it was, physical exhaustion more so than it was just, dehydration and some heat. But mentally, I felt really strong. We had a really good attack plan against these guys, and it was just going to come down to execution. And Stalls, made all the right calls at the right time. He challenged me a little bit in situations where there's pitches I might not have wanted to throw, but, he was convicted in it. So, when we're executing as well as we are, I trust him back there. So if he calls a pitch and I'm not 100% confident in, I'm gonna follow his lead.
Pretty unique, and you feel like you have control of 6 different pitches?
Yeah, man, I mean, when you throw that many, it's hard to keep that many pitches sharp throughout the course of a, of season. But that's the benefit also of having six pitches. You know, you can pick and choose which ones you want to use, and if some aren't good, you can bang it and still have four more pitches, you know. But tonight I used a little bit of everything. I didn't use a changeup as much. I kind of relied more on the cutter and the curveball. My slider was really good. That's kind of been my bread and butter. But the four-seam command was just really sharp tonight. Down away to righties was going into the start. We knew that was going to be a big weapon for me, and it was just going to come down to whether I can execute it or not. And, I was really good with it tonight.
Was there a sinker too?
Yeah, I didn't throw a ton of sinkers, but I threw just enough to get them off of the four-seam away. And, you know, that four-seam away seemed like the really good spot to exploit these guys and to really set up all my other weapons. So I went in just enough to get them off of the pitches away, and then we got my outs away.
What they're wearing that jersey with that patch, with those guys being here?
It was so special, man. I mean, you know, we see those guys a lot throughout the course of the season in the clubhouse, around the field, down in spring training. So I've got a chance to talk to a lot of those guys and share stories and experiences and, you know, talk some baseball. So, it was, I mean, it's such an honor for me to wear that jersey and have them all here tonight and get to perform and put on a show for them and you know, show them what we're all about. So I was really excited.
Do you want to have kind of an old-school outing for them? I mean, the hit, slide.
Yeah, man, a little bit, yeah. Tried to be old-fashioned there. But I don't know, man. That's kind of how I play the game, and I get it a lot that I remind them of old-school players and stuff. So it just everything was kind of really cool, and there was a different energy in the air.
I know you're with this team now, but seeing those guys, it kind of make you think about one day you're going to be doing that with that Astros team.
Yeah, yeah, it's really cool, man. You know, watching all those guys, you know, even just seeing them in the dugout, I got to shake everyone's hand as they walked off the field right before I went out to the mound. You know, and just seeing the camaraderie and the relationships that they still share after so many years, you know, it's you go through an experience like that and you win a championship with a team, you know, you never lose those bonds and those relationships. You can go 40, 50 years, I'm sure, without seeing those guys, and you can pick up right where you left off. So, you know, that's something that I definitely look forward to if it ever comes to that point. We get an opportunity to do that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.